Now, the residents of the Seven Tanks area at Chatsworth, south of Durban, will finally be placed in temporary homes. This temporary rehousing comes in the wake of allegations of several violent land grab attacks. In the most recent incident, a park ranger's motor vehicle was set alight and a dog was killed. KwaZulu-Natal MEC for Human Settlements and Public Works Ravi Pillay says more than 30 families are to be moved into temporary homes at Lotus Primary School at Chatsworth. KwaZulu-Natal Human Settlements and Public Works spokesperson Kiru Naidu says the complete rehousing process is expected to take up to 24 months.
We had several meetings with them where the MEC Ravi Pillay addressed them, heard their concerns and put to them the option whether they wanted to remain there or move to some other place. What we've done in recent weeks is move families to the Lotus Primary School in Chatsworth as a temporary measure. We usually do these as transit camps or temporary housing while we have a fuller plan to roll out. And so that intervention was with that in mind. The community felt unsafe, and it was their option to move from that unsafe place, and we've now found a stopgap measure while we address the issue.
Is there a concern that land invaders will continue to demand land from the nature reserve and also from this new plot designated to the residents of Seven Tanks?
In every instance where there's state land, we as government have an obligation to protect that land, whether it's land earmarked for housing development or whether it's a nature reserve. So that's the firm position on land invasion. And a whole range of measures we use, both as the department and various municipalities. For instance, at Etegwin Municipality, where we encounter some of the greater threats of land invasion, has a land invasion unit which has to operate within the confines of the law, and very often where they are faced with a violent reaction from land invaders, they respond in an appropriate manner, but within the confines of the law.
What is the time frame for this project?
In any housing project, there's always a cycle that this goes into, a planning cycle, an implementation cycle, a handover cycle. So none of these are overnight projects. We just don't wake up one morning and decide tomorrow morning we're going to build houses. There are all kinds of considerations, from environmental assessment to the provision of bulk services like water and electricity, planning considerations, and so on. So there isn't a definite time frame that one can give you. What we've done thus far is identify temporary accommodation, and in the hope that in a period of something like 24 months, we might be able to bring this project to completion, hoping everything else falls into place.
And that was KwaZulu-Natal Human Settlements and Public Works spokesperson Kiru Naidu talking to Newsbreak's Tashlin Naidu. Quick reminder of that story: residents of the Seven Tanks area at Chatsworth, south of Durban, will finally be placed in temporary homes. This temporary rehousing comes in the wake of allegations of several violent land grab attacks. Well, if you'd like more on that story, you can go to iono.fm and click on the Newsbreak tab.